This is a true story taken from an actual medical file.
My story tonight is concerned with fire and the relentless battle waged by doctors and nurses everywhere against the pain and disfigurement, sometimes death, which can follow an accident by fire to a human being. Possibly one of the most terrifying experiences anyone can undergo is to be burnt. And once one has seen a living soul in flames, one can never forget the horror of it. Fortunately, with the advance of medical science, much can be done today to help the victims of burns. I'm reminded of a patient of my own, Jeanette Covello, the dancer, who, after a tragic accident, was restored to a full life by the dedication of her doctors and her own indomitable will. It's her story you'll hear tonight, and I've called it The Firebird.
Medical File. Factual stories of the men and women whose vigilance guards our lives. A reconstruction of clinical case histories, step by step with the doctors who were there. Medical File.
You see, Doctor, her little legs are so thin. She complains they ache. She doesn't seem to be able to run about like the other children. What do you think could be the trouble?
Mrs. Covell, I've known Jeannie since she was born. You can rest assured she's a healthy little girl. I found nothing in my examination today to suggest otherwise, but I do think she's growing up quickly. Rather too quickly, perhaps.
She certainly is tall for age.
There's nothing to worry about. We often see this condition in children who've shot up quickly, you know. Outgrown their strength, the old people used to say. I'll prescribe a diet for her and some extra vitamins. We want to get some more meat on her bones, don't we? Now, what about exercise?
Oh, that's going to be a problem, Doctor. She's too tired to take exercise. She won't even walk with me to the village.
We must be a little cunning, then. Make the exercise a game. What about dancing classes?
Oh, all her little friends go to ballet. But Jeannie's shy, and I don't think she'll be able to keep up with the others.
Yes, that's it, Mrs. Covell. Ballet classes would be just the thing. Look, let her go one afternoon just to watch. I think you'll find she'll soon join in with the others. But don't let her get overtired. No, I'm sure this is the answer. Now, let me give you a list of the bodybuilding foods I want her to have.
Marjorie, dear, drop those heels. Watch your back, Alison. Watch it. Hands, girls, hands. Now keep your arms stiff on bar. Very good, Jeannie. Very good indeed. Come on, girls. And very nice. And straighter. Thank you. Very good. Good afternoon, girls.
May I come in?
Oh, there you are, Mrs. Covell. Yes, please do come in and sit down. Jeannie's just gone to change. Is it snowing outside?
Oh, it's very cold. I think it may snow later. How's Jeannie been today?
She's doing very good work, Mrs. Covell. I've told you before, she's quite the most promising pupil I've ever trained. I've been wanting to see you, as a matter of fact.
Oh. There's nothing wrong, I hope.
No, there's nothing wrong. Tell me, how old is Jeannie now?
She's 13. Must be, let me see, 6 years since I first brought her to you. Oh, when I think of all you've done for her, I'm so grateful. What a skinny little bundle of bones she was.
Is she doing well at school?
Oh, very well, yes. But dancing is her first thought, you know. She's always neglecting her homework to practice ballet steps. She loves her dancing.
Mrs. Covell, there's something I think I ought to tell you.
Oh? What's that?
I think you should know that, in my opinion, Jeannie could be a great dancer one day. Of course, it's early yet to be quite sure, but I think she's got the dedication, the feeling, and the intelligence to be a professional, to make ballet her career.
Oh, dear. We Well, we never considered that.
Then I think you should consider it.
Would it mean her having to begin training seriously already?
It's not too early if you and your husband think it would be the right future for Jeannie, Mrs. Cavell. It rather depends, of course, on the outcome of the examinations at the end of the month. I think Jeannie will win the scholarship. If she does, it could be the beginning for her.
Oh, this is something we never even dreamed about. It needs a great deal of thinking over.
Yes, I know.
If Jeannie did win the scholarship, what would it mean?
Well, it's for entry to the Sadler's Wells Ballet School. Once there, if she worked hard, her progress would be watched, and I predict that in a very short time she'd find herself in the core of the ballet company. It's a totally dedicated life, Mrs. Cavell, but a very satisfying one, and I think Jeannie can make a success of it.
Jeannie won the scholarship as expected, and she spent the next few years at the ballet school. Her father died during the first year she was there, and her mother gave up their house and took a flat near the school, and so was able to make Jeannie's life very easy and sheltered for her. Perhaps it was partly her mother's devotion which helped the young girl to become first a member of the corps de ballet, and then to dance supporting roles with some of the great international dancers of the day. She was advised to change her name to Jeanette Carvello. And by the time she was 21 years old, she was a charming, lovely girl. Her every movement one of grace and beauty. And then one day, as her mother waited for her to come home...
Is that you, Jeannie?
Yes, darling, where are you?
Here in the kitchen, getting dinner ready. I've brought something.
What's that?
Oh, Jeannie.
Bottle of champagne, whatever for.
It's an occasion.
Is it?
I don't have anything.
Wait till I tell you. We're going to America.
That's not really news.
We thought you'd be included in the touring company.
Yes, but wait, I've got something else to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to dance the lead in four ballets.
Jeannie, oh, my dear. Oh, I am glad. Oh, Jeannie, what a triumph for you. After all your hard work.
No, before all my hard work. I'd like to practice twice as hard now. Of course, I know the roles I've been doing at the rehearsal for years, but this is really important. Mm. That's why I brought the champagne. To give me some courage. I'm scared, Mummy. I'm not good enough.
Oh, love. You wouldn't have been chosen if you weren't good enough.
Oh, come on. This is a celebration. Where's the champagne glasses?
Whenever I could spare the time, I went to see Jeannie dance. In Swan Lake, Sleeping Beauty, Coppelia, all the great classical roles, she was the epitome of grace and charm. She held herself beautifully, and her technique improved as the years went by. By the time she reached the threshold of her maturity, she was an international star. One evening, she was rehearsing Stravinsky's Firebird with the company for a television presentation. It was the final dress rehearsal, and everything was in place in the studio. The floor manager was making his last check.
All right. Swing across the back there.
Have you got that brazier fixed okay, Myers?
It's all right now. Got it tight and a burst in, it flies immediately up for us to switch.
Oh, good. Well, as long as you can control it.
Flame's not too high, is it?
I've told you, I've fixed it.
Okay, okay. And I don't want a fire in the studio.
You won't have. Everything's fine.
Well, as an electrician, you ought to know. As long as you're satisfied, then we'll make a start. Call beginners, please.
I wasn't there, of course, but I heard all about it afterwards. Jeannie danced magnificently. It was her favorite role, and everyone present in the studio was enraptured. Then, it happened. Jeannie was at the side, waiting for her cue, standing by the brazier which was to have provided the flame for the magical effects in the next scene. Apparently the switch was faulty, because the fire blazed out prematurely, and suddenly Jeannie was alight. Her entire body was enveloped in flames.
Bill, get your coat round her. Send for a doctor. Send for a doctor.
Yes, it was awful. Oh. I tried to get a costume off, but it was blinding. No, but
no.
My
hand. Oh, what must it have been like for her?
Where's her mother?
Mother's with her now. She was in the dressing room right by where it happened. Where's that doctor?
See, you know, she was blinding, I tell you.
Oh, it was awful. Right, there's been an accident.
Oh,
yes, come with me, will you? It's Miss Cavello. She's been very badly burned.
Oh,
How did it happen?
An effects flame went off before it should have. Miss Covello was standing right beside it.
The clothing caught a light.
It looked as if she herself was alight. It was terrible. One of the cameramen wrapped around her in his coat. He got burned as well.
He's a brave man. Is this the room?
Right. Through here. Mrs. Covello, this is the doctor.
Oh, Doctor, please help her. She's in the most terrible pain.
Don't try to move that coat from around, Mrs. Covello. Leave it to me. I can see all I want to do. First of all, I'm going to give her some morphine to dull the pain. Now, Miss Covello, lie very still.
Lie still, dear.
I'm going to give you an injection to make you comfortable. Then we'll get to the hospital and everything will be all right. I won't hurt you more than I can help. There. Mrs. Covello, have you got a blanket or a travelling wrap?
Oh, yes, here, Doctor.
Can you get two men from the company, dancers who are used to lifting her?
I'll fetch two now. I'll fetch
them. May I use the phone?
Yes, it's right here, Doctor. But someone's already sent for the ambulance.
We won't wait for that. I'll take her in my car. Speed is essential.
Please, Doctor.
Hello? Yes? Sacré-Cœur Hospital? Get me the casualty officer on duty quickly. Yes. How long since the accident?
Oh, I don't know, about 5 minutes, I should think.
Hello? Yes, Dr. Cousins here. Will you prepare for an emergency? It's a case of severe burns and the patient's in deep shock. I want blood plasma ready. That's right. I'm bringing her over myself. Be prepared to receive her almost immediately, please. Right, goodbye.
Here we are, Doctor. What do you want us to do?
We'll lay her on this blanket, make a kind of hammock. Help me here, will you?
Yes, Doctor.
We'll get her onto the blanket, yes, and then you can lift her without having to cut her.
Oh, gently, Ripper.
Dancers from the company carried Jeannie in the blanket to the doctor's car with as little pressure as possible on her dreadfully burnt flesh. They supported her gently in the car for the short distance to the hospital, where she was immediately given plasma and treated for shock. The doctors admitted afterwards that, at this stage, their experience told them she could hardly live through the night.
I'm Sister Price, Mrs. Cavell. I brought you another cup of tea.
Oh, thank you, Sister. How is she now?
Well, the doctors are doing all they can. Don't you worry. She's in good hands.
I know that. But I saw what happened to her. She's very, very badly burned, isn't she?
But she's a very wonderful person, Mrs. Covell. We'll just have to wait and see how she reacts.
What are they going to do, Sister?
I'm not sure. But just at the moment, they're treating her for shock. Later, they'll give her a saline bath, I expect, and then they'll dress the burns.
Oh, my poor Jeannie. She's going to be in the most terrible pain.
Don't worry, Mrs. Covell. It'll all be done under an anesthetic. At the moment, all she's worrying about is her dancing. Aren't they due to go to Austria or somewhere?
Yes, well, there is a tour arranged, yes. It'll be cancelled now, I suppose.
Your daughter is most insistent that the tour must go on. I think I'll have to say something to stop her worrying about that later on.
When will they let me see her?
Now, don't you worry. Just drink up your tea, and we'll see what the doctors say.
Only a minute, Mrs. Cavell. She's under sedation, but she's been asking for you. She's fighting back with everything she's got.
That's just like my Jeannie. I'll only stay a minute, Doctor, I promise. Hello, my darling. Poor Jeannie. How do you feel now, love? It hurts everywhere. They've given me something. Mommy promised me that the tour will go on as planned. Let this upset everyone. Tell them I'll be back with him in a week or two.
Yes, love. I'll tell them that. Now you just lie still and try to sleep a little.
Everything's going to be all right, you'll see. I was dancing Firebird, wasn't I? But a Firebird. Really in place.
But it was a full month before the doctors could say with any certainty that Jeannie would even live. During that month, she had every possible care, and each day she stayed alive was considered to be a miracle. Her courage was an inspiration to everyone who tended her, and she herself was encouraged by the sympathy shown to her by people from far and wide. Flowers, good wishes, and hundreds of letters arrived at the hospital every day. Although no visitors was the strict rule, many of these well-wishers brought their gifts and letters in person. One among these was Jeannie's ballet teacher, who I'd met at one of those wonderful first nights when no hint of future disaster overshadowed her protégé.
Oh, excuse me. Hmm? Dr. Hoffman. It is Dr. Hoffman, isn't it?
Indeed it is. And how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Doctor.
Still teaching the ballet?
Yes, indeed. Not the large classes anymore, just a few advanced pupils. You know, we're none of us getting any younger.
Oh, I don't know. Well, you certainly don't look any older than the last time we met. Giselle, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Right. She danced superbly.
Yes.
I was thinking, you know, of those lines of Wordsworth. She was a phantom of delight when first she gleamed upon my sight.
A lovely apparition sent to be a moment's ornament.
Oh, I do hope not. Dr. Hoffman, tell me, will she live?
I think so. She has this indomitable will. I've never seen anything like it. Neither have the surgeons attending her. You know, one of them said to me the other day, "You know, Melvin, I've become pretty cynical and detached over the years. The surgeon has to be, or he'd probably go under. And yet this slip of a girl lying there, when she looks at me with those big eyes full of sheer determination, she makes me remember the things I vowed on the day I graduated. And I'm damned if I'll let her die."
I know. Jeannie has this effect on people. She brings out the very best in us all.
She will be able to dance again, won't she?
Dr. Hoffman, let me tell you something. I give you my word, the moment that Jeannie can stand on her 2 feet again, she'll be tying on her ballet shoes.
Over a month after the operation, the doctors had a consultation.
Of course, skin grafts are now necessary, but she hasn't got enough skin of her own left to graft. That's the problem.
Oh, I'm prepared to test the new theory that skin from someone with the same blood group would be satisfactory.
That theory has not been proved yet.
Right. But the tests which we have made show that the graft will succeed in more than 50 cases out of 100. I feel we should take the risk in this case.
You're right, of course. We're not only should, we must take it. There's no alternative. Well, we know there'll be no shortage of volunteers.
Well, you can take her back to the ward now.
Yes, sir.
How long have we been?
About 4 hours. She stood it well.
Yes, she's a remarkable patient in every way. Well, this is possibly the first of many such grafts, if it succeeds.
It must succeed. When shall we know?
In a few days. And if it is satisfactory, we will have made history in this theater today. Do you realize it?
I do indeed. All we can do now is pray.
Mrs. Cavell, I've got some good news for you. The skin graft operation that Jeannie had is entirely successful. Well, 95% successful. And that's more than the doctors expected.
Oh, I knew it would be all right. I felt sure of it. Jeannie's going to dance again.
Well, if she does, it'll be due entirely to her own wonderful spirit.
She hasn't seen the bones yet, has she?
No. We've always bathed her and dressed the burns under a light anesthetic. You know, Mrs. Cavell, I think we must all face the fact that your daughter may be scarred for life. And worse, well, she may have to give up her career.
I don't think she'll accept that. And neither will I. The only thing that does worry me is how she'll feel when she first sees the scars the burns have left. I don't mind, Mummy. The scars are bad, but they'll fade in time. Sister, I want to ask you something. I want you to promise you'll be with Mother in the theatre the first time I dance to an audience again.
Of course. That's something I shall certainly look forward to.
I've even been practicing while I've been in bed. My ankles and wrists are getting quite supple again.
Yes, well, right now you've got to get ready for a visit.
Oh, who's coming to see me?
No one. You're going on a visit yourself.
You mean I'm going out of the hospital?
Just for a short visit, Jeannie, dear. You're going to the opening of the National Theatre Ballet.
It's all been arranged. They're expecting you. A car will be here in half an hour.
Mummy, I can't go like this. I can't let people see these awful scars. Please. Jeannie, look. You see this dress? It's been specially made for tonight. Long sleeves, high neck, and in your special shade of blue.
You should just see the bouquet that's arrived for you. Now, come on, love. Get dressed.
The evening at the theatre was a great success, and after the final curtain of the show, Jeannie was called up onto the stage to the cheers of the audience who had recognized her.
As in token of their regard and a proof of our pleasure to have you here with us once again, please accept this gift with our sincere good wishes for your complete recovery.
More skin grafts were necessary before Jeannie could return home. But when she did return home, she worked hard to regain her lost technique. She achieved her former assurance in the points position. Her pirouettes and twirling fouettes were soon as technically perfect as before the accident.
Oh, I'm so glad you could come, sister. Jeannie would have been so disappointed if anything had kept you away this evening.
Nothing, but nothing would have stopped me coming tonight. Is she very excited?
No, not really. Oh, but it's wonderful to see her. She's anxious to do her best. I'm so confident she can carry it through. Sister, just look at that audience. They tell me they've turned away literally hundreds of people.
Oh, I'm more nervous than she'll ever be.
That's only natural. I'm a bit dithering myself. Oh, let's be thankful for tonight and enjoy it. Enjoy her courage and her faith.
Performance on that opening night was perfection. One of the critics wrote in the press the next morning, "Her beauty, together with the grace and intelligence of each gesture, marvelously expressed the passion of the music. She is a miracle of faith in life and art." And we who'd watched her fight her way back to the top wholeheartedly agreed with every word.
Medical File, the documented story of the men and women who in hospitals, research centers, and lonely surgeries guard our lives. Listen again next week.